Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 121, verses 1 to 8. Psalm chapter 121, verses 1 to 8. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth, in even forevermore. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you, we adore you, and we magnify you that you are always with us with your promises and with the Holy Spirit. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing received from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of the flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, unwillingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we thank you for our answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm to do your will and your plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive attitude to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you and continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting our superiors and working diligently in order to please you. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless. And heal those who are sick among them. And wisdom and solution to those in trials, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, our colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we met daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people and those countries that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new places, new people, and preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for revival in the church. We pray for unity and for the backsliders to repent and come back to you. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruits of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the message and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruit that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your namesake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord. By His wound, we are healed. As we celebrate today our Christ resurrection, let us first remember His great sacrifice and what He had given and what He had offered to us. By His wounds, we are healed.
Took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, is smitten by him
and afflicted.
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed.
Hallelujah.
By his wounds we are healed. Sorrows, yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was first for our transgressions, he was crushed for our punishment that brought us peace. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed.
Amen. By his wounds we are healed. That's what we claim. We are healed from every sickness and diseases, and we are whole. Because by your wounds that you suffer for our sins, we are. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost his victory, and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. The Lamb of God is risen, is alive, hallelujah. Jesus is alive, the curse of sin is broken, we have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen, is alive.
Your victory today, Jesus. We celebrate your victory,
Jesus. We revel in your love, Jesus. We rejoice, you set us free, Jesus. You that has brought us life. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice, you set us free. Jesus, your death has brought us life. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. No longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. So we're rejoicing in God's victory. Our hearts responding to His love. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, boldness we draw near, and in His presence our problems disappear, our hearts responding to His love. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus,
God, because you die, we have life, and we have it to the full, and we have full trust in you and hope in you. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He came to life is worth the living just because than us death gives way to victory. I see the light of glory and I know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all my fear is gone. Because He lives, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Yes, oh God, life become worthy. Because You live, You are at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us. Thank You, Lord, for Your people. And all those who committed themselves to save You, God. Bless each and every one, O God. Bless the rest of our worship items, the giving and the message. Speak to us and let Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue to speak about giving from the book of 1 Corinthians. As we celebrate Christ's resurrection, we will speak about the first fruit, giving the first fruit. And we will read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. Apostle Paul spoke to them about the resurrection of Christ. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. Christ became the first fruits of those who rose from the dead. In verse 23, Apostle Paul assured them about the resurrection. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at His comings. Apostle Paul spoke about Christ being the first fruit. He used the word first fruit. In the Old Testament, the Jews, they were celebrating the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. We know Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, is our Passover lamb. And you know, the first fruit that the Israelites were ordered to offer is exactly on the day of Christ's resurrection. Apostle Paul was teaching giving, reminding them in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 about those who walk in the temple and those who walk on the altar, that their right were given to them. And even in the New Testament, those who are full-time ministers, they are maintained by the same one God had ordained. Let's open our Bible to the book of Leviticus and chapter 23. Let's read what he asked him to do while they're celebrating the Passover, which is the death of Christ. Christ died on the sixth day of the week. And He rose on the first day of the week. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 5 onward, as I will read, I will explain. In the 14th day of the first month, and even is the Lord's Passover. That's where they will kill the Passover at the evening, and they will eat it. Christ died on the sixth day of the week. And on the 15th day of the same month, that is on the Sabbath, after his death, on the seventh day, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. Every day, 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread. After the Passover, they have 7 days of unleavened bread, that's feast, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That they were asked to celebrate it while they are in the promised land. In the first day, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, still speak about the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Passover is the shadow of the things to come in Christ, his death and his resurrection. Speak unto Bethlehem, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye may come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. That is where the month of Abib, the month of Passover. Verse 11. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord. They bring the sheaf. He have to have it, to wave it before the Lord to bless it, to be accepted for you, so that their harvest will be accepted. Which day he will offer it? Read it. On the morrow after the Sabbath. The morning after the Sabbath is the first day of the week that Christ resurrected from the dead. On the morning after the Sabbath, the priests shall wave it. You know how they will do it? When they will harvest, they will not eat, they will not touch. They will beat the corn or the barley. We're still in the Passover time. They beat the barley or the corn, they winnow it, and they will dry it with fire, and they will grind it with a mill to make it flour. And they will take an ephah. Ephah is 2 liter, around 2 liter. They will add to it oil, olive oil, and a frankincense, and bring it to the priest. And the priest will take a handful of the ephah and throw it on the altar to be burned. And what he will do with the rest? That's the question. The rest, it is the maintenance for the priest to eat. Now, in verse 14, the same. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ear, nor green ears, until the same day. And in the same day that ye have brought an offering, that is the sheaf of first fruit, unto your God, it shall be established forever throughout your generation in all your dwelling place. Now, we know that the death of Christ on the cross was for the forgiveness of our sins. The death of Christ has cancelled the blood that needed to be shed of oxen, goat, and sheep for the forgiveness of sin. But the death of Christ did not cancel that we bring the material needs that God had asked us to bring to him. In the book of Leviticus, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. Do we have increase in the New Testament? Yes. Are we exempted from giving the first fruit? No. We follow the example of Christ. He's the firstborn and he's the first fruit. He's the first Son of God. God gave his Son. Christ rose from there. As we celebrate Christ, let us be obedient to him. So shall thy barns be filled, so that we'll be blessed with plenty, and thy presence shall be burst out with a new wine. Why the Christian church forget or neglect the first fruit? Why the people of God neglect giving their first fruit? It's not the tithe. I will remind you, the Passover. The Passover, the day of Passover, the meaning of Passover is that he passed over Egypt and he put to death the firstborn of Egypt. But he spared the firstborn from men and beasts from Israel. And then after he did it, he told them in Exodus chapter 13, bring your firstborn, your first fruit instead of that. In honor to what he did, in remembrance for the salvation and the deliverance that we had received from him. And later, he told the Israelites, instead of your firstborn, I will take the Levites. When he took the Levites instead of the firstborn of the Israelites in Numbers chapter 3. And to maintain the Levites, he maintained the priests with the first. And he maintained the Levites, those who are all of them full time, with the tithes. Christ died on the cross. Did not cancel our obligation to give our first fruit and our tithes and virus offering and vows to God. Why the Christian church forget that? Because they had not put God first. They had put their children first. They had put vacation first. They had put cars and worldliness and parties and celebration first. And now the time for us to repent, and good reminder to us. As Christ gave his life, we are the church of the firstborn. Christ risen, and we are redeemed by his blood, which is more precious than the blood of Abel. Abel gave his life and gave his first fruit to God. God wants us to honor him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness, and all these things, the good things, shall be added unto you. And what he says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, when you obey God, so shall thy barns be filled with the plenty, and thy present shall burst out with a new wine. Until this day, all what I receive, I put God first. I give the tithe, the tenth, and all what I receive, I give my first fruit. I divide what I receive by 12. I give 1 and 12. One month of a year, I give it unto God, apart from my tithes, offerings, and vows. And God has blessed me more. And I want God to bless you. Put God first. Honor him. Thank you, Lord, for all my brothers and my sisters who came to you and willingly obeying you, bringing their tithes and offering and fish to bless them. Oh God, as you promised in your word, oh God, that you will bless when they will bring, oh God, oh Lord, let their barns will be filled with overflowing, and their vats with a new wine, oh God, let me have plenty, oh Lord, and more grace, more provision. I pray for all those who tithe giver and who are giving their first. And virus opening. Oh God, Bless them. Pour out so much blessing on their life. Rebuke the divorce in their life, oh God. And I pray that all nations will see and know they are blessed by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let's continue to praise the Lord by listening to his message. I am reading the message of God through his servant, Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled With the Essence of Christ's Resurrection. The Essence of Christ's Resurrection. In Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 20, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. It was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye seek him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form into two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided with them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for your Son Jesus, who paid the price on the cross and give us eternal life. Lord, as we hear your message, anoint my lips to deliver with clarity. Inlaid to the mind of your people to have willingness to celebrate your resurrection, not only this day, but in the everyday living here on earth, by transforming their lives and seek you, and to respond to the commission that you is entrusted to your people. We ask your Holy Spirit to be middle with us in Jesus' name, through your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. He was buried on Friday. Then on Saturday, the Sabbath, according to the Jewish tradition, no one should do any work. Therefore, very clearly, Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Mary Magdalene and the Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. That also was the part of the Jewish tradition. The women, they planned to go to the tomb and anoint Jesus' body, and sure, they would cry and shed tears for his death. That all will go according to the tradition and that they belong. But there was something else God had planned that will change the prospect of this day and the way we look at it and the way we live our lives unto God. The woman got disappointed when did not found Jesus' body, but this was good news for them, for everyone, and for us today, as the women were told, "He is risen, he is not here." Great is our joy with such news, that as Jesus raised from the dead, we can also raise from the dead, and now we have hope in reaching God and spend eternity with him. And as we cherish this event and that day that Jesus rose from the dead and we got the hope and the blossom future, we need to respond favorably and positively to this day and ask the following. Number one, Jesus' resurrection from the dead, it should not be only one day celebration. Every day, we should cherish this occasion and what Jesus had done for us. We should always live in holiness and the fear of God, having the hope and looking forward that one day we will be in heaven with Jesus forever, that we should live every day in the expectation of his coming, that when he will come, that we are ready and we shall meet him in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them with asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise up first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Number two, Jesus' resurrection from the dead, it should not be celebrated in a traditional way. At the time, the woman went with the spices to anoint his body. Today, people, they celebrate it in a different ways. Some, they cook boiled eggs and color them. And some, they worship early morning on the first day of the week, in the day of his resurrection, as Jesus raised from the dead early morning. But what the scripture teaches us is how to respond to Jesus' resurrection. The young man dressed in a long white garment, sitting on the right side of the sepulcher, told the woman the following. Mark chapter 16, verse 7. Mark chapter 16, verse 7. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Jesus wanted the woman to go and tell the encouraging good news of his resurrection to his disciples who were disappointed with his death. But what was the initial response of the woman to the command of the Lord? Mark chapter 16, verse 8. Mark chapter 16, verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. They responded negatively to the news of the resurrection. They did not celebrate that as it should be. They were at the turning point to leave their Jewish tradition and follow Christ and live their lives according to his word. The early manuscript of the Gospel of Mark was ended by Mark chapter 16, verse 8. But later on Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 20, was added. It is not God's will to be introvert and aloof to the good news that we hear about Jesus' resurrection. Therefore, we have to tell others about Christ's resurrection. Number three, the essence of Christ's resurrection is to be transformed and respond to the call of God and to go and tell others about Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 10. Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 10. Now when Jesus was risen early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils, and she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. Jesus had done great deal to Mary Magdalene. He had delivered her from seven demons, so she needed to be faithful to him by telling others about the good news. The same for you. Jesus had done great things for you and had delivered you from sin and death and the power of darkness. Therefore, you ought to respond to his goodness to you to go and tell the gospel of Jesus to those who are mourning and weeping in order to comfort them. Number four, non-responding to the message of the resurrection and the word of God and the commands of Jesus is a sign of non-belief. When Mary Magdalene told those who were with Jesus about his resurrection in Mark chapter 16, verse 11, Mark chapter 16, verse 11, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had seen of her, believed not. In response to these news events, Jesus would not leave his disciples in their non-belief. Therefore, he did the following in Mark chapter 16, verse 12. Mark chapter 16, verse 12. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. When they saw the Lord, they believed. But what was the sign of their belief? They went and told others about Jesus in Mark chapter 16, verse 13. Mark chapter 16, verse 13. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. So what we found here that when we really believe that Jesus rose from the dead, then the sign of our belief is that we go and tell others about him. We have to do our part. We have to go and tell others about him. This is our part. If they will not believe, then Jesus will go to them and will reveal himself to them. Number five, faith without deeds is dead. The rest of the disciples who did not believe, Jesus did the following to them in Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Jesus rebuked them for their non-belief and the refusal to carry the good news to others. Jesus would rebuke us also for our non-belief to the good news and our refusal to show our faith and translate it that into action. If you truly believe that Jesus died for your sins and had done great things for you and had risen from the dead, then your response to all is that to be changed and transformed and conformed to the likeness that Jesus wants you to be and to carry the good news to those who need comfort and to those who did not yet hear about Jesus and his resurrection. Number six, a programmed mission work. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Our mission is to go to the whole world, the church composed of the disciples of Jesus. And our mission and goals should include the whole world, even to the farthest point. And we need to continue to do that till the Lord will come and take us with him to heaven. We need to go and preach the gospel and teach the word of God to those who respond and are willing to follow Christ and his word. We have to baptize them. This point should be clear to us in our mission. Christ wants disciples and true followers of him. And true disciples are not only obedient to the commands of water baptism, but to all the commands of God. Therefore, we are not merely called to preach, but are called to make true disciples, as Christ's command is clear before his ascension to heaven. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Number 7, Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. As disciples and workers for the Lord, we need to desire and go forward for the Holy Spirit baptism. As we receive the Holy Spirit baptism, the following will be manifested in our lives. Matthew chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Speaking in tongues is the first manifestation of the Holy Spirit baptism. The Holy Spirit baptism empowers us to have life of prayer and enable us to speak in a new tongues as the Holy Spirit enable us to preach the gospel. The Holy Spirit baptism opened the way for us for more spiritual evangelism and more miracles to be done in the name of Jesus to convince others about the resurrection of Christ and his true presence in our lives. And as we filled with the Holy Spirit, the following will happen in our lives. Letter A, driving out demons. In my name shall they cast out devils. The Holy Spirit is the finger of God, and the Holy Spirit baptism enable us to cast out demons and shall help the people to be delivered out from different kinds of demons. Letter B, is spiritual protection. As Jesus promised, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. As a church, when we go forward and evangelize and making new disciples, we will be opposing the power of darkness that will try to hinder us and stop us to go forward. But Jesus had promised in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the following, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Also, when Jesus is sending us, he is empowering us with a promise in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So Christ, for the mission that he entrusted to us to reach the whole world and bring them his word, and enable us to overcome devil, demons and the power of darkness and all what they might use against us, from poison, witchcraft, arrows of the evil ones, and sicknesses. So we are armed and well protected by Jesus, who had promised us and had given to us the Holy Spirit baptism. Letter C, enablement to heal the sick. As we lay hands on those who are sick and pray, they will get healed as Jesus promised. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This gift of healing is given to us to heal the sick and relieve them from their suffering. Christ's death on the cross not only took the sins, but as well as took the sicknesses, as the word of God dictates on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Christ's resurrection for us means healing from our sicknesses and healing for the sick in our mission. Number 8, preaching the word everywhere and Christ working with us is how to celebrate Christ's resurrection. Mark chapter 16, verses 19 to 20. Mark chapter 16, verses 19 to 20. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. If we're really celebrating Christ's resurrection, then everyone should see clearly that Christ working with us, not our doing, but Christ working, performing, and confirming his word. My dear and beloved, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is the time now to renew your mind and be willing to go forward and progress in your spiritual walk and commitment to Christ. Our Christ resurrection celebration, it should not be in a traditional and one day only, but a life transforming process where we are willing to respond to God's call and his word to us by repenting from our sins and dedicating our lives fully to serve God and walk in his ways. Let us not only celebrate Christ's victory for one day in a year, but let us fulfill the mandate and do what Christ ordained for us from assignments all the days of our lives, and let us preach the word everywhere and work with Christ. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who is buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, forgive my sin of non-belief and being unwilling to go and preach the gospel. Lord, I repent of these sins. Lord, I commit myself to be transformed and to go forward with you, to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be equipped with all what you ordained for me in your promises and the Holy Spirit baptism, preaching the word, driving out demons, overcoming the power of darkness, healing the sick, and working with you till you come and take me with you to heaven. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to die, heal and forgive, hear, let and die, to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I cross the river, I find life's fine. I'll war with pain, and dead as death gives way to victory. I see the lights of glory, and I know it reigns because he lives. I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all my fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Lord, bless us as your church and make us grow. Lord, I pray for more evangelism and more people will be reached out for Christ. Lord, I pray for more Bible study groups and congregations to be planted. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit so that we can go and serve you and reach the lost. Lord, help us and protect us as we persevere in serving you. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost his victory, and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive, he's alive, he's the Alpha and Omega, the first and last is he. The curse of sin is broken, we have perfect liberty. The love of God is risen, he's alive. Hallelujah, Jesus is alive.